just after 8:30. Can everybody see my screen? Just check that first.
Yes, we can.
Fantastic. Okay, well, yes. Excellent. Welcome, everybody, to tonight's session, which is a sort of a continuation on from last week's session, which was my top five tips to nailing smashing, I think I used the term last week, the final written fitness evaluation. Tonight's my tips for nailing the final written business evaluation. And Jed and Abdul, you've already done this, but there's always some learning and out of it that you can get, and hopefully we'll have a little bit of time at the end for you guys to ask some questions or share some experiences or whatever the case may be. And for the likes of you, JP, Shayla, and welcome, Andrew, you know, there'll be some really useful tips, hopefully, in this to help you work through the program and get the best possible outcomes for you. So let's start off. And I mean, obviously, there's commonality between the fitness evaluation and the business evaluation in terms of the tips that I'm going to come up with. Obviously, the questions are different because one deals with the fitness component of the program and the other questions deal with the business. So really what I'm going to start with is just recapping from last week really quickly for some of you who you may have seen last week's video or audio, but I'll quickly go through those. All of the same tips that I gave last week that apply to completing the fitness part of the program absolutely apply to completing the business written evaluation as well. But there's a few extra ones that I think if you follow and take advantage of, they'll absolutely help you to get a really successful outcome. So let's quickly go back over those. Tip number one was to print off all of the key resources, all the key business resources. And the number one, of course, is the actual final written business evaluation itself. Rarely in an educational senses do you get the questions for your final evaluation given to you when you start the program. Normally you don't know what they are until you walk into an exam room and you sit down and you're expected to get, you know, more than 50% or whatever the case may be to pass. The reason we do what we do is that because you have to get 100% in order to get through the program. And so given that our standard is that high, we make a concession in that we provide those questions to you at the outset. And they are on the platform. And if anyone's not sure where they are on the platform, I can show you now briefly, but just if you already are, then I don't need to do that. But if you don't, then please ask when we get to the question and answers at the end, and I'll quickly show you how to do that. But print the questions out and print any of the other assignment questions or any of the other things that are on the platform and put them into the folder so you've got them readily accessible. And the next thing I'd strongly recommend that you do is actually read it and read it again and try and almost commit those questions to memory. There is about, what is it, 30, Abdul, you'll be able to tell me straight off the top of your head, I should know this, about 35, 36 questions in the business component of the program. So it's not an awful lot to remember. But the reason that you want to read them and try and remember them is such that as you actually go through the individual video sessions and you will actually have the questions in the back of your mind. So, you know, you'll be watching me or Cayman or Roe, whoever the case may be, talking about a particular topic, and you'll go, aha, okay, yeah, that's one of the key questions. I remember that. I've got to, you know, particularly take attention here. And you may even make a note of where it was in the recording so that you're able to go back to it and listen to it again if you need. And, you know, the more familiar you are with the questions that you're going to encounter when you come to the stage at the end of the business program, the more aware you're going to be as you work your way through. So that's simple tip number two. Tip number three, in terms of the process, obviously watch the video on the platform, and you'll be surprised how many people don't actually watch it or try not to watch it and try to answer quizzes and do things without watching it. You can chunk that up. Some people like to watch it from woe to go, from start to finish. Otherwise, chunk it into smaller, manageable parts. I thoroughly recommend you make notes as you go. But at the end of each session, there are two things I suggest you do. There's a group of 10 questions or 10 quiz questions that relate specifically to that session that you have to answer on the platform. And when you answer them on the platform, it'll give you an immediate answer as to, or response as to whether you've completed that quiz correctly or not. If you don't complete it correctly or not, it'll tell you, and you'll have to redo the entire quiz. It won't tell you which question you got wrong. It'll reorder the questions, and that's all about trying to ensure that that you are learning the things and you're not actually trying to guess your way through the answers. So complete that quiz, and then the next part of it is go to the written business questions or the questionnaire and answer one of the questions. Now, just actually while I do that, I'm going to bring that up just to illustrate for you what I mean. So we're going to go into the business program. Does everyone, let's look familiar to everybody. So I'm scrolling through here on the business platform. Yep. We're going to go to all of your business assessments and uploads, and I'm going to click on that and open up that page. And we're going to find the final written business assessment. And I'm going to click on that. And it's going to ask me if I want to open up that form, and I'm going to say yes. And here we are in the final business evaluation. And all of the questions from 64 all the way through to question 96, I think it is. So, if you had just for hypothetically, and I'm going to go back to the first question, if you had just done the session on time management and you had watched that and you'd made some notes and learned some really great things about time management, you'd answered the 10 quiz that applied to that question. That applied to that particular session, then come to your printed off copy of your final written business evaluation and in here write the perfect answer to this question. Okay, so as you're working your way through the program, you are producing a model set of answers for your final written business evaluation, which you will then use as your learning tool or as your refreshing tool when it comes to preparing yourself for that final quiz. Ultimately, such that you've worked through all of the business sessions, and every single one of these questions will have a set of model answers for them. And I'm more than happy, as I have done for many, many students in the past, to review your model answers. Okay, so if you've got to the end of the business component of the program, you haven't yet, you're not quite yet ready to sit the final written business evaluation, but you'd like me or Cayman or Rowie to review your model answers, all you need to do is send us a nice email and ask us to have a quick look. I would look through them and I'd come back to you and say, yep, they look fantastic. Maybe I think you need to have a look, another look at maybe answer number, hypothetically number 69 and number 73, and do a little bit more work on that. And if you are not sure, then we can arrange a Skype session to go over them. I wouldn't give you the answers automatically because that means you don't have to go through learning and trying to identify what it is that needs to be corrected. So that's what I'm talking about in here when I say do the questions and the answers. There's the specific 10 quiz questions for that particular session, but then it's about putting the answers to the mock to the questions that appear in the final written business evaluation, such that when you've completed all those sessions, you'll also have a fantastic set of model answers to refresh from. That's tip number three. Tip number four. You've just, this is comes to when it comes to review. That's about when you're ready to complete the final written business evaluation. It's a case of going back over those questions, going back over the answers, the model answers that you've done, and spending time on them to ensure that you have the understanding and practicing them, which is question number five. Not until you can't get them, until you get them right, basically practicing them until you can't get it wrong. You know, and that's a Michael Jordanism. You know, it wasn't, you know, he didn't shoot baskets until he got it right. He basically shoot until he got it in. He'd shoot until he couldn't get it wrong. He couldn't miss. And that's why, you know, he ended up having the career that he did. So, you know, that's tip number five in terms of, you know, practice, 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 to the point where, you know, you take advantage of your friends, take advantage of the people around you, get them to quiz you, and you're going to be able to reel the answers off like that, such that when you sit down to do the final written evaluation in front of a justice of the peace, or with our, we're working on a new way of doing it online, so you'll be able to do it in a way online where it's got security so we know you're not cheating, you'll just be able to do it really comfortably, really easy, without any stress, because you've put all the work in and the effort in along the way. Okay, now they were the top five tips for the fitness evaluation, and they absolutely apply to the business written evaluation as well. Before I go on to this, three other little tips that I think will help you a lot with the business one. If there's any questions about those tips or that process or about the platform that I can help anyone with before we move on, particularly maybe you, Shayla, or JP, or Andrew, I'm not sure where you're at in the program. Any questions about any of that?
No, not from me.
Not from you? Pretty straightforward?
Yes, it is.
Okay. All right. So what about you, JP? All good?
Yes, I'm happy with it. Thank you.
Okay, fantastic. All right. My business specific tip number one, and this is specific to businesses, you don't actually have to complete your business plan technically before you complete the written business evaluation, but I thoroughly recommend that you do. Completing your business plan, which is obviously one of the assignments that you have to complete for the business component, brings all of the learning that you've done in the business part of the program together, and it takes, you know, in taking your learning about the business concepts and how you're going to apply them specifically to your business idea and putting them down in a plan helps to bed down your understanding of all the things that you've learned throughout the entire business program, all of which are tested, for the sake of a better term, in the final written business evaluation. So I thoroughly recommend that you, before you attempt the final written business evaluation, you complete your business plan, because it'll place you in a much stronger position such that, you know, that again, I may have, for example, even reviewed your draft business plan before you submit it for final review. And, you know, I can say, yes, you've done a great job here and you've done a great job there. I think we've got a few challenges perhaps with your understanding around the concept of what USPs, unique selling propositions, and points of difference are, for example. And we talk about that in context of your business. And in doing so, one of the key questions in the final written business evaluation is to do with USPs and points of difference. So in talking about it in context of your specific business plan, it would also help you in terms of your understanding of what it is, and ultimately in the written business evaluation at the end of the day. So that's business specific tip number two. Specific business tip number three is about your venture capital presentation. Now, basically that is where you, who's seen the Dragon's Den? I think in Australia they call it, the Shark Tank.
Shark Tank, yeah.
It's basically where you're taking the business idea that you've had in detail in your business plan and presenting it in such a way as though you were seeking capital or money from a third party, someone to invest in your idea, to invest in your business to make it a success. Now, the purpose of the business the venture capital presentation within the program is twofold. There is the element of your ability to, because part of what we teach in the business program is public speaking and your ability to, you know, to manage and control an audience and prepare for a great presentation. So there is a little bit within the venture capital presentation about to do with that, your ability to prepare a presentation and present it professionally and confidently, et cetera, et cetera. But the other is also your ability to articulate your business idea in such a way that it's short and sharp, exciting and energetic, shows that you have a complete grasp on the key concepts that you know that your business has or about your business, and present that to someone like myself or Cayman or potentially a bank manager such as Shayla or a venture capital partner because you're seeking money at some point. Now, that process in itself also further beds down your knowledge that or your understanding of your own business, but your business idea and the underlying business concepts. The more you become confident in talking about those sorts of things and presenting those sorts of things, sorry, going the wrong way, the more capable you are of going to be answering confidently and comfortably, you know, the questions that appear throughout the final written business evaluation. So that's my business specific tip number two. And then finally, and it's to do with the mentoring. And I thoroughly recommend you take advantage of the mentoring opportunities that you have within the program. And the truth is, not everyone does. And you know, some take fantastic advantage of it and they learn an awful lot as a consequence, but others don't. I'm not quite sure why that is. Is it because they don't feel confident to ask? They don't think they need it? I'm not sure. But you have access to myself, you have access to Cayman, you have access to Roe. Take advantage of that mentoring. And the mentoring is you know, a broad term used to deal with, you know, we're here to help. You know, we understand for some people that some of the business concepts are quite difficult to grasp. Some of the understanding, for example, to do with some of the financial aspects of the business component of the program are difficult if you're not wired that way, for the sake of a better term. You know, some people might find, you know, conversely, some people might find the business side of things easier than they find the anatomy and physiology side of the program, but others might find understanding of profits and income and expenditure and return on investment as just concepts that, you know, that are difficult. So if that's the case, that's great. That's all part of the learning process. Make sure you take advantage of the mentoring such that, you know, we can help you to overcome any difficulties you have around any particular concepts. Put it into context of your specific business idea, and if it's something that you specifically relate to, you're going to be able to understand better. And I think ultimately, you know, our aim, our complete goal is to help you complete the program successfully and then to go out and, you know, take advantage of the learning to do whatever it is that you specifically want to do. But, you know, mentoring, and I put that there as a two-way street, you get out of it what you get out of it what you put into it. And it's great that the likes of Abdul and Jed keep coming back to these sessions because it's continuous learning. And every time I do a workshop or I do something like this and I'm talking out loud, you know, a lot of the stuff I do in my sleep, but it's also really important because sometimes I'm reaffirming these concepts in my own mind. Cayman would say that he's not an expert on anatomy and physiology. Every time he talks about it, he's refreshing his learning and reminding himself about some stuff that he, perhaps forgotten a little about or needed to refresh in his mind. So, you know, it is a two-way process, but our goal is to help you use it. So that is business-specific tip number three. You've got mentoring as part of the program. You know, take advantage of it. Don't be shy. Because we're here to help you achieve the outcomes that you seek. So that's it in a nutshell. There's nothing in there that you would regard as rocket science. All of it is pretty much common sense. But do you know what they say about common sense?
It's not so common.
It's not so common. Yeah. And all this does is perhaps give you a few simple tips on how to set yourself up for success. Get that written business evaluation printed out. Know what's in store. Be aware of the questions that you're going to be asked. Look out for those questions as you work your way through the program. Prepare a fantastic model set of answers that we're happy to look at before you actually do your final quiz. Take advantage of your mentoring such that the day you walk into the JP's office or you take advantage of our new online system when we get it working exactly the way we want to, you're just going to nail it. You're going to smash it out of the park. And, because, I understand how tests, so to speak, can be a little bit scary. But, if you follow those tips, it doesn't need to be that way, and you'll breeze through it confidently, and before you know it, you'll be out there changing people's lives. So, that's pretty much it in a nutshell. So opening it up to any questions about any of it, anything on the platform, navigation, any of the questions that are in the quiz, for example, if anyone's already looked over it. Let's open up the floor for a general chat. Don't be shy. If Marston was here, he'd be off already. He's out doing a charity cook tonight. He's a regular with Abdul and Jed and others. So, has anyone got a question?
Not for me at the moment.
Not for you. Are you starting at the business end, Shayla, or are you going to start at the fitness end?
I think I'm going to start from the business end.
Yeah. Yeah. And personally, I think that's a good place to start, but, you don't have to. It works just as well the other way. But, with your experience and what you do, you'll find that reasonably comfortable, I imagine.
Yes. I think I'll enjoy the business end first. So I think I'm going to do that first.
Yeah. Cool. Well done. Yeah. What about you, JP?
Yes, I was just wondering, on the homepage of the Maxway Online, under the programs section, there's a few other programs, Vision, Personal Training, Coach Maxway program, yes. First Aid. Is that all part of the program, or those additional courses to take?
They are the Box Max and the Coach Max, and they are separate little programs. The Vision one is just essentially the Max program with a few specific tailoring to, and as a result of our relationship with Vision Personal Training. I don't know if you know anything about Vision Personal Training. It's a large personal training chain in Australia. I think currently they have 60 studios in Australia and a couple of New Zealand. And we have a very close relationship with them and the owner of that business, and we've put in place effectively modified elements of the Max program specifically for them. So, but it's you can see it, but it's not part of what you do, if that makes sense. But certainly Box Max and Coach Max are little sort of extra programs that you can do at any point in time, but I'd recommend you consider that once you've nailed the actual the fitness and the business components of the program.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool. What about you, Andrew? Welcome. We haven't said hello. How are you doing? No, not sure if you can hear. That's okay. If you can't, maybe send us a message on the chat screen. What about Jed? Jed, you got any questions? You're obviously out there doing it. Or Abdul? I mean, sharing what you're doing and whatnot, that just gives Shayla and JP and Andrew a bit of a perspective.
It's Savvy.
Yes.
Those additional programs.
Yes.
Do you reckon those would be good for me to do, just so I don't fall off the bandwagon?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the Box Max and the Coach Max would be well worth you doing. They're extensions of what we do in the program, what you've already done. But absolutely,
yeah.
And we can let's organise another chat to a Skype chat to go over that. But yeah, absolutely,
That would have
been in one of Ro's many communications anyway. But that certainly there's something for you. And I've just got
sweet.
Andrew's just sent me a message. He can't get his microphone working, so I'm just reading something. Do you advise any particular time frames or plans for the mentoring sessions, and do we have a limit of the number of mentoring sessions we have? Technically, you do have a limit, but we don't enforce that. You know, our attitude is that if people want to take advantage of it and they're learning, then you know we're here. So, in short, no, there is no limit. But you know, you'll find that we're pretty. If you're asking questions and we sent you're just using us to answer the question for you rather than doing some work yourself, we pick up on that pretty quickly, don't we? Would you agree with that, Jed and Abdul, based on your experience?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
But if you know, if you're working through it and you're struggling with something, absolutely, we're always here. You don't need to, you know, build up a whole list of things before you make contact. Just fire us an email and say, hey, look, Savvy, I really would like a bit of help in understanding the company structures, for example. I'm really struggling with getting my head around the difference between, you know, why I'd be a sole trader or why I might operate under a company structure. And I had a fantastic session with a student today around that. So, yeah, don't be shy to sing out at any point in time. And, you know, we've all got our areas of speciality. Obviously, Cayman's, you know, anatomy and physiology and exercise science and exercise prescription. Rowie's communication and sales and marketing. And I'm all things business and also specifically into the advanced diploma. But we've all got an opinion on everything. The key is, you know, don't be afraid to take advantage of it. The only time there'd ever be a limit on it would be if everyone was taking advantage of it all of the time, and we'd simply run out of time. But that's not the case at the moment. So hopefully that's answered that question for you, Andrew. Cool. Okay. Any other questions from anybody?
No, that was awesome.
That was awesome. Cool. Okay. Well, I'd like to have an update with everyone at some stage. You know, obviously the values session is something that I thoroughly recommend everyone does early as possible that they can in the program to get an understanding of values. I mean, for Jed and Abdul, I imagine you can vouch for the fact that awareness and understanding of what they are is quite valuable in terms of setting direction for yourselves. So, you know, that's probably one area of specific expertise and focus for me. You know, have a look at that value session, and then that might trigger perhaps a really valuable initial mentoring session with me. And I think, you know, if you get in touch with those, what your values are, and I won't go into that now because we could be here all night. I think you'll find that incredibly valuable, and that would apply to you, Andrew, and JP, and Shayla. So thanks everyone for this evening. Look forward to chatting to you again. You'll have Cayman or Roe back next week, and I'll see you all again probably 3 weeks' time. But if there's no more questions, we'll sign off and see you soon.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Steve.
Yep. Have a great night, everyone.
Thanks, everybody.
Okay. Take care. Cheers.
Yeah.
Bye.